Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again with Dr. Steve Wellum. We're picking up on the rest of chapter 20 of his book. We have worked through about half the chapter already, and now we follow up. We're talking about God's decree, and we ended up last time contrasting the views of God's decree, the Arminian and the Calvinist view, and how they're approached. Steve, Isaiah 40, for example, tells us, or Isaiah asks, with whom did God take counsel? Whoever taught him anything? God never had to ask anyone and say, what about this? God knows what he knows because the ground of his knowledge is himself, nothing outside of himself. He is God. Isn't that enough to determine our view of the God's decree?
It should be.
Okay.
It should be. I mean, yeah, I see. I mean, a lot of the, you know, Arminian Calvinist discussion, right, gets blurred in a lot of different issues. But when you boil it all down of what's really at stake, it really is that, right, where God says, and he's asking a rhetorical question, he's expecting the answer, no one. Like, who has been my counselor? No one. Who am I dependent upon for my knowledge? No one, right? The Arminian view, and again, they will put it in all kinds of different ways of trying to make sense of it and so on. But in the end, God's knowledge is dependent upon us, right? From eternity, he's able to see what we're going to do. And on the basis of that, he puts his plan together. And there's different explanations of how he does that. But in the end, it has God learning, right? And this is why, I mean, again, you don't want to say Arminianism is open theism. That's not fair because they still will allow for mystery to say, I don't know how God, you know, can know everything and then make his plan based upon that and so on. And the open theist just simply says, well, God can't know it, right? They go further, but there's a kind of logic to open theism that comes out of the Arminian view. If God really had given us a certain freedom that we could always do otherwise, then how does God even know what we are going to choose? And of course, that open theist, I think, is pushing the Arminian logic.
Yeah,
it's removing itself from scripture because, you know, Isaiah 40 and so on says, no, God knows the end from the beginning, Isaiah 46 and so on. Yet there's a logic there. And that's why it can still rear its head. And eventually, as you move away out of evangelical and historic Christian views, as we talked last time about the postmodern view type of thing, panentheism. I mean, panentheism has no ability for God to know the future.
Yeah.